Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. My name is Abu Tam. I'm the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. We're going to open our show. We're coming up on December the 9th. Not too many days, 2 weeks left till Christmas. Not too many days. We're supposed to get snow today. Right now, it's just starting. Just a few flakes. And the Cardinal on the feeder is fattening up. So, here we are. We're ready to go. Last night, Donald Trump was in Pensacola. Is that anything like a Coca-Cola? And he wowed his audience of 12,000. I had people call me to say, "Did you see it? Did you see it?" And guys that were leery of President Trump, El Trumpo. And I got to tell you, you give him an audience and you'll get your country back. And it sure beats the sour grape Republicans who are always stomping their sour grapes and all you hear them do is whine. I never heard so many whiners. They can't get over that Hitlery Putin lost. Yeah. Unbelievable. And these draft dodgers who call Trump a draft dodger, how they quick they forget the biggest draft dodger during the war was President Pinocchio Pants, our ambassador to the KGB bank. Yes. And we're going to get a look at what's in that foundation. And when we do, everybody's going to jail. So you better distance yourself from the Communist Party, because if you don't, you too will be going to jail. Viva El Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. And remember this. Una termino por termita. One term per termite. And clean that House and Senate. And let's get America back in office. And we'll open with a Christmas tune. I went to a show the other night. There was an Irish show, and they did a combination. Everybody sang, you know, like a sing-along. And they sang Irish songs, and they sang Christmas carols. It was the most touching show I have seen in a lifetime. It was fantastic. So we're going to open up with a French girl who's going to sing our first Christmas carol, and it will rock your socks. The lady's name is Jeanette Reno, R-E-N-O, and she has a beautiful voice, and she's singing for God. You know, Whitney Houston was happier at 11 years old singing for God than all the fame she ever got.
D'espérance à cette nuit
qui lui donne un sourire.
Powerful. Wasn't that powerful? Fantastic. Beautiful. It's nice when you love somebody. It's nice when a baby is born. The next tune I have for you is a lamentation in a cappella. And it's called O Come, Emmanuel. I think you're going to like it.
Bani, Bani,
to thee, O Israel.
four presidents all talked about making Jerusalem the capital of Israel and moving the embassy there. But not one did it. There's only one guy who's got two big Liberty Bells. That's President Liberty Bells. And he did it. And for that, Israel is grateful. And it also serves as a wake-up call that we know who our friends are and we know who our enemies are. So, and the biggest enemy we have is the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party. Hate to go political. I'll try and stay on the Christmas theme. But forewarned is forearmed. So let's see what we can find for our next tune.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Come on, horses. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. It's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? Ooh. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on! Pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Hey, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. You, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, baby, take a sleigh ride with me.
Those who divide us will destroy us. The greatest threat is not from the outside. Our greatest threat is from the inside. The party of death for little children. The Democrat Communist Party. You know, in the 1970s, the Communist Party elected to invade the Democrat Party because they felt they could make more progress taking over the Democrat Party than they could as if they stood for election outside as the Communist Party. So you have a lot of communists in the Democrat Party back to the 70s. And you don't realize that because they made the word communist disappear. You never hear anybody say communist. Very few talk show, even the conservative guys, will not say the word communist. They're afraid of being labeled. The label is the biggest tool that the communists have. And they use it all the time. And their biggest label, the number one label, is racist. And that's to shut you down. Now, just think about this. You used to be able to have a moment of prayer, like if you prayed for somebody who passed away, or you prayed before a football game to ask God to give you the strength to win. And they turned that into a moment of silence. So a moment of silence is a muzzle. They put a muzzle on you. And they shape you in their image and likeness, which is anti-Christ, anti-country, no kids allowed. Democrat Party is the party of evildoers. And never forget, the Democrat Party was the party of the Klan. Robert Byrd was the last, Senator Robert Byrd was the last Klan member in the Senate. 70 members of Congress are socialist communists, and they're registered in the Democrat Socialist Party, which is stage 3 of communism. Stage 3 of communism is peaceful revolution, and when that doesn't work, then they go to the ultimate resolve, which is stage 4, violent revolution. Like you see with Antifada, Black Lives Matter. These are all splinter groups splintering the country. The only party, there's only two parties left in the United States. One is the Democrat Communist Party, and the other one is the Trumpeteers, the Rhino Party. I bet you if you could get a hold of the ballots of the Republicans, especially the rhinos, you would find out that many voted for Hillary Clinton. So, the only guy you can trust is the guy that's out there working for no pay and wants to make America great again. Why would you resist his sweet overture? Why would you resist it? Why would you oppose it? What, are you self-hating? I'll go back to Christmas carols. Say a little prayer for Donald Trump. Because he is our Loch Navar. If it wasn't for Trump, we'd all be slaves now. Oh, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible. Never can happen. Happens all the time.
Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like saws. Yeah, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? For a visit, is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the car. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. That's you, Santa Claus. Please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
I just caught the Laura Ingraham show. The girl is fantastic. I want to tell you what I love about her. She stands for life. And she had on a communist Democrat. The woman wouldn't shut up. That's a Democrat tactic. What they do is they take one deep breath, they suck up all the air in the room, and then they rant. Uninterrupted. Refuse to debate. They just prattle. And eventually she had to shut her mic down. But there is a communist stunt, and I believe the ACLU is involved. And what they're doing now is they're bringing girls from South America and Central America into the United States to have abortions. And what they're doing is they're creating a legal situation where they will get a favorable ruling and eventually will become the abortion capital of the Americas. And that's what they're doing. And they're paying these girls to come, and they're seeking them out in their homeland. And they're bringing them here as illegal invaders, and they're having abortions here, and judges, communist judges, are ruling they're entitled to a free abortion, paid for by you and me, of course, because somebody has to pay the bills. But Laura showed a picture of a baby the same age as the one girl aborted. And, of course, the baby was alive, and the baby was, you could see it was an infant. And it's really sad. And that's why I call the Democrat Party the Baby Killing Party. They are the party of death to little children. And all their chop shops are modern-day concentration camps. And they are murdering children. And what's really sad, that really tears me up, is when I see black Democrats defending the murder of 1,100 black babies a day. I got a picture of a black boy in a bucket, and the only thing that fits in the bucket is his head. And he's got about an inch of hair on that head. He looks like he could climb out of the bucket on his own in a few weeks. And the rest of his body's somewhere in another bucket. And I didn't realize it when I uploaded the picture, but his bucket was surrounded by five other buckets. But Planned Slaughterhood, at the time that I checked the stats, and I think they're reduced now because people are seeing sonograms, and people are, I don't know if you know it or not, but women do suffer from what is called weeping syndrome. And when they ask the doctor, what is weeping syndrome, the doctor explains it very clinically. He says, well, from time to time, you'll get hysterical. Yeah, it's called pangs of conscience. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're all gonna pay for this. Nobody's getting off the hook when it comes to the Almighty. You can waltz around and you can have as many attorneys as you want, but there are no attorneys in heaven. Definitely defense lawyers. There are no defense lawyers in heaven. And forget about the prosecuting attorneys. Yeah. And there's a joke about the Pope dies and goes to heaven. And St. Peter shows him to his room, and it's a little cubicle that holds one bed and a bureau with a water basin on top. And he starts making faces, and St. Peter says, what are you so distressed looking about? He says, I just walked down the aisle, and there's a guy, he's got a big, huge room. He's smoking cigars. He's got a bottle of bourbon there. He's got his feet up on the desk. And here I was a pope. I lived in Vatican apartments. I could have had anything I wanted. And I'm up here in a little hovel. He goes, yeah, but you got to remember this, says St. Peter. He says, up here, we got 180 popes. He says, but we only have one attorney. Okay, so having said that, Hats off to Laura Ingram, the defender of babies. And Laura, I'm going to send you my YouTube Save the Kids video by Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M. So if you don't get it and you hear this, it's YouTube Save the Kids Abu Tom. I have another one that says abortion is murder, but that's kind of hard to take a look at. But the YouTube Save the Kids will give you a good feeling, and it'll also give you a sad feeling. So hang in there, and let's see where we're headed. Laura got real upset when the Communist Democrat quoted the constitutional laws. And I chased back to 1938, the Nuremberg laws. They were constitutional in Germany. Yeah. And that's what the Democrat chop shops are. They're concentration camps for kids. They are POW, means prisoner of the womb. And it's really sad. And now they're selling the baby parts. They're selling the brains, the lungs. And they got to tear the limbs off to get rid of the kid. They got to destroy the evidence. It's all child murder, folks. You can name it anything you want. You can put sprinkles and whipped cream on dog poop. It's still dog poop. Okay, so this one I'm dedicating to Laura Ingram. And thank you for your service. Please, Democrats, don't kill the kids for Christmas. Close the chop shops on Christmas Day. Save one life. What do the Jewish people say? If you save one life, you save the world. I'm going to give you the news of the day. I went out to Jesse Waters. I told him, give me 5 minutes and we'll do late breaking news. B-R-A-K-I-N-G. And it shows a truck going off a cliff. Yeah. And we'll make up lies like the networks do. You know, all the communist networks, ABC, Always Be Communist, NBC, Nothing But Communist, CBS, the communist BS system. Yeah. Who's the other one? CNN, the communist nut network. Anytime you see a C, just put a hammer and sickle where the C used to be. Okay, and so we're going to check the news. And the news is very viral. And they all suffer from hate Trump syndrome. Yeah, so it's time to give them, let the trumpet sound. Here we go. I'm appealing to people that are preaching violence against the Clintons. Please, no violence against the Clintons. The last thing an American needs to see is the garbage truck turning down Pennsylvania Avenue, the driverless garbage truck, with the tar galoshes facing backwards on the running boards, while the military choir sings Copacabana. Have you met Obama? They all say he's the first black president. I think he's the first half-white president. What do you say? Yeah. You can't blame all his evil doings on black people. Not when he's half white. It's probably his evil white side that's doing it. Yeah. So there's a picture of him standing in front of the communist flag. Okay. And now they got this FibRat. That's the FBI has had that letters reversed. Reset. And then now the Fib. Because they tell lies. They're two levels below the Mexican police right now. Oh, by the way, I saw the head rat going out. He was in a closed-door hearing. That's so they can say words like Mother Fletcher. He was in a closed-door hearing for 7.5 hours. And when he came out, his hiney looked very red. And that was shining through the pants. Yeah, and he was walking very fast, like he was upset that he just got his ass kicked. Yeah. And his staff was running behind him like, and they had a picture of him in front of the podium outside, and he was addressing the press, and his staff was as far back as they could go up against the wall, spread out, so the cameras couldn't get them all in one picture. Yeah, I think he's in trouble. We're going to find out that the FBI has not been doing the people's work. And the people are going to be, as they say on TV, pissed off. I remember when the first network used the word ass. 30 seconds later, every network was broadcasting the word ass. And that's all it takes is one pressling to go raunchy, and the rest follow suit. So instead of this FBI rat and his mistress, they should show the wife and kids that they betrayed. And that goes for Scab Burrow and Natasha Kingi. Yeah, too, you know, on NBC, nothing but collusionists. Harry Truman once said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? Are you listening, President Pinocchio Pants? Here's an ad. I quit my job and became a Democrat. Now I'm making 60 million Ukrainian rubles a year. And then we have the Democrats are now protesting the tax cuts, that the slaves don't need tax cuts. The slaves need to pick more cotton. Yeah. And they say the only one it benefited was Donald Trump, because he's going to save on taxes. And he designed the entire tax plan just so he could save on taxes. And we all bought that, especially after Chicken Little met Cocky Locky and she said the sky was falling. Well, the three bears were all Democrats, you know. The three little bears were all Democrats. My porridge is too hot. My porridge is too cold. Yeah. I don't have any porridge. I'm stealing the other person's. Yeah. Never count another man's money, and God doesn't like it. Thou shalt not covet, especially the 10th commandment. Can you imagine? You know, the Democrats took down, it was the first monument they took down before they went after the rebels. The first monument that the demo-communists took down was the 10 commandments, because they didn't want to remind each other that they're living in sin. And you know the story of the 10 commandments? Moses was up on Mount Sinai and he brought down the 10 commandments, and Mel Brooks made fun of him. And God punished him. And Woody Allen made fun of rabbis, and God punished him. What do you mean he punished them? No, check their medical records. So anyway, I have a picture of golden calf worshippers. And the story is Moses came down, I think it's Mount Sinai Hospital. And he came down. Did I ever tell you that I write drinking songs for Jewish people? Yeah. I'm the number one writer of drinking songs for Jewish people. Would you like to hear my number one tune? Have a tequila, have a tequila. So anyway, Moses came down from Mount Sinai Hospital. And the one tribe was worshiping the golden calf, the evil tribe. So he cast them out of the camp, and they moved right away to Hollywood with their golden calf, and they melted it down, and they created a new god. The god's name is Oscar, and they worshiped the god Oscar. So what else have we got to say here today? Mullah Mueller, whose big assignment under Obama, Bin Laden, Bin Lenin was to protect the mosques, like he never protected the World Trade Center. And he protected drug lords. And Obama said drug dealing is a harmless crime, especially to the 5ODs that turned up in the emergency room last Friday night in my neighborhood. One died and the four are going on your medical plan. In 2 years, if Trump can't stop it, every family will have a drug zombie at the dinner table. And rehab clinics will open up faster than schools, and that means more taxes. Now comes the story of the tarmac meeting, and everybody's alluding to the fact that Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, and their planes were side by side. What a coincidence. I think they met in Florida in a small airport where nobody was paying attention except one reporter who blew the whistle. All those whistleblowers, sometimes they come in handy, huh? But the tarmac meeting is not what you think. Clinton and Loretta Lynch are a symbol of tarmac love. You heard of the Mile Club, the Mile High Club? This is stay on the ground club. Yeah, stay on the tarmac. Don't be fooled. This is not a political thing. This is a love between two people who can't a Soviet bear to be apart. The pilot reports hearing songs like Shake Your Booty and and shouts of "Lynch me now, baby." Yeah, we're all in trouble. As a friend of mine used to say, we're all up the fat lady's burka. But anyway, we'll give you a tune and ask God to not abandon us. Oh, by the way, I do have another blog about the Democrats have been barred from the Olympic Games. I'll dig it out while I play your tune. In 5 days, we are going to celebrate God's gift to the world, the birth of baby Jesus from the house of David in Bethlehem. You know that the Christians that have been there for 2,000 years have been driven out of Bethlehem by the peaceful Muslims? There's very few left. Very few left. They're showing up in churches in the United States selling olive wood artwork, crucifixes and statues, to make a living. That's sad, huh? And to think that we've had to fight crusades just to get people to go to church in Jerusalem. And now, Donald Trump, the El Cid of the United States, has moved the capital, Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Not the capital, but the embassy, the American embassy. And we're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. Wonderful, brave. Others couldn't do it. None dared. Who but the great one? So, in celebration of the birth of Jesu Christe, and as the Mexicans say, and the Latinos say, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. Yes, and thank you, Lord, for all your gifts. And we know that the chosen people are your favorites. So we put up with it. We're jealous. Okay, here we go.
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Here we go with some breaking, late-breaking news. Parents pull kids out of communist school because Ivanka Trump paid a surprise visit. So to show their appreciation, they pulled their kids out. But that's been going on since the Communist Party took control of the Democrat Party in 1984. And I have a picture underneath that. I have a picture of a massive lion. And underneath it, it says Trump. And if you look at the lion's mane, it's the same as Trump's hair. The Democrat communist... Oh, I have another picture of Trump reading a children's book to Jeb Bush. And Jeb Bush is like he's got his head on a little kid's body. And... And the title of the book is Winners Are Winners. Democrat Communist Party banned from the Olympics. The Party of the Poor, run by the rich, have had their events canceled. The following events are canceled. Shot Put Mouthing, starring Chuck Schumer. The 100-yard dash to the ladies' room, starring Nancy the Beggar Pelosi. You know, she never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei Pelosi. And also, the other event that's been canceled is the pole vault without a condom, and the sport was. The sport that was going to run that race was Al Franken. Then we have Cooking with Uranium starring Hillary. Hillary, we got billions Putin. And I don't know if you know it or not, but NBC just signed a 10 to 20 year contract with Hillary Putin. To do a show, a culinary show, entitled Cooking with Hillary from Fort Leavenworth. And El Chapo's going to do the veggies, and Harvey Weinstein is going to do cream spinach specialties. And and also, the governor of California has been denied the opportunity to light the Olympic flame, because they think he's a pyromaniac. And he likes to dress up as Nero and fiddle while California burns. So I just thought I'd let you know about those. And let me see where we went from there. The big news splash across all the communist media this morning was Trump is down in the polls. And who ran the poll? CNN. CNN ran the poll. Let me tell you something. There are only two polls in America to trust. Stasiu and Wanda. And Stasiu and Wanda say it's Trump all the way. And we were talking about how long Trump is going to stay in office. And we figure him for 8 years. And then we believe that Pence will run the next 8 years. And then the next 8 years will be Ivanka. And then the next 8 years will be Jared. And then the next 8 years will be Barron. so so on your deathbed, you can say, "Go Democrats." Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Let's do another tune, being that it's Christmas. Let us love one another. That's, you know, in Catholic Mass, their Mass always closes, the priest says the words, "Let's go now to love one another, except in the parking lot." It's every man for himself. Okay. We dedicate this next tune to the GIs with PTSD who are going to commit suicide tonight. The suicide rate has gone from 13 to 22 a night. We can't have that, folks. We got to help these people. These people are screaming for help. And they're looking in all the wrong places. They got to get to God. God is the only one that can help them. God is the only one that can help you. So let's forget about a moment of silence, because that's only a communist muzzle. And let's say a prayer. And dear Lord, please protect our servicemen and women and help them get over PTSD and bring them back to your arms, Lord, and make them strong. Thank you.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough.
That's the show, folks. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, in case we don't talk before then. God keep you safe. Merry Christmas, everybody.